you're the burrito taco expert.
I don't go to Taco Bell.
That's a stretch, calling Taco Bell.
That's not Mexican food.
Oh, they have that grilled cheese burrito too, dude.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah,
that's
good. I'm gonna get a handful of those.
What's a handful?
Six.
It's a total.
Well, somebody start fucking talking.
I can't. I'm looking at the hat, dude. Look at the hat.
It's fuzzy.
I mean, that wasn't the first thing that comes to mind when I look at this hat.
Horny.
Okay, let's start with jealous, and then we'll bleed into horny.
And then it bleeds into horny. Okay.
Bleed. Yuck. That hat has fur.
Yeah, it does. This hat's called the Grizzly.
It's a hat with a name.
Yeah,
or is that a category of hat?
Nah, it's called the Resistol Kodiak Grizzly. It's beautiful inside as well. Got a lot of ornate things going on, but damn. As soon as I saw this bad boy, I was like, yep, it's mine.
That's it.
That's mine.
That's it.
Yeah. And then once he told me what it was called, I was like, of course, I gotta.
I mean, do you see yourself in furry hat?
Damn, I look good as hell, dude.
You can't see you. Look at the TV. You're just a shadow with a hat on.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Just a shadow. Your face is dark.
You look Mexican.
The hat is so effective. No one will be able to see who's under the hat.
That's what I want, dude, because that sun was just beating down on my neck the last 2 days. And I was like, I should have got a cowboy hat.
You could tell I'm red as hell.
Yeah, my neck hurts. There's heat coming off my neck right now. It's intense.
There was a lot of sun. We're not like you. You're used to this sun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I was built. I was born that way.
Yeah.
We've got our San Antonio expert here.
Yeah.
Like, you are a San Antonio scientist.
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Joe, San Antonio scientist. Yeah, and you know a lot about the culture here.
I do.
And you're going to need to teach Caleb and I some of this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to teach this cowboy torta over here. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Ay, cabrón. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah. I don't
With
know.
That furry hat?
Yeah, yeah, real easy.
I'm not gay, but take me.
Yeah. I could really easily. So.
I wouldn't struggle.
Yeah. Good.
Is it the hat, though?
It is the hat. There's something about it that's just like, damn.
I mean, you kind of remind me of, you know, have you seen the new Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
when they go searching for the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he comes back killing the brothers.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like he would wear a furry hat like that.
And what's cool is they have these in every color.
No.
Yeah, they had.
And
they
you
had,
didn't get me.
They didn't have. I first went for the black one, and they didn't have my size in it. But they have a really nice dark brown one. So once my bison hide comes back and I turn it into a coat, I got to get that hat to match so I can just be furred out.
Bro.
It's she got a red heifer good. One for the eclipse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just curious as to, am I less of a man not knowing my cowboy hat size?
I don't even know either.
You don't either?
No.
I don't think I've ever been
to a cowboy hat
store. I
literally had a lady put a tape measure around my head and just was like.
You went to a cowboy hat store?
Yeah, yeah. Billy's Western Wear. I'm there all the time, dude. I've got a nice little hat and boot collection going on now. Well, yeah, it's a good time.
Are we falling behind or
yeah.
is this a good thing?
It's mostly just for pictures and videos that I wear these things. That stuff gets hot.
He's not falling behind. Yeah,
no,
yeah. He's
no, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, no, I don't think so.
Is this a trend that we're not in?
No, I don't think so.
I think, well, in San Antonio, it's already like overrated because you got all the tacuaches and stuff at the flea markets.
But you need pointy shoes, right?
Well, I'm not like some Mexican elf. Like,
could be.
Only chuntaros wear.
I thought they wear the pointy.
Dude, that's Mission Flea Market.
What?
That's not. Okay. That's not all of San Antonio.
Okay.
You would fit right in at Mission Flea Market.
Okay.
Why?
What does that mean?
The hat.
Okay.
The hat says you like to party.
Yeah.
I do. We're gonna do some partying once.
And then your flannel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the plan tonight.
Yeah.
Is we're gonna do the. The mass Taco Bell order, like we do like once a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we're going to like to party?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to like to party?
That was the question.
You just said?
Yeah. That was a question.
Yeah, because I think Like Heather and her brother are coming, and Megan's here, and okay. So we got a handful of fun people.
I'm gonna get the bees.
I wish you wouldn't.
I'm tired of the bees.
Come on, man! I'm getting the bees.
I always get stung in the eyes.
I'm so sick of it.
Sick of them bees. Wait, catch me up. What's that?
I've got a good deal, dude. I can get like 10,000 bees.
He's just got buckets of bees behind his house that he brings out every now and then to show people when they come over.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys like bees? And then he beats on the back of the bucket and just lets them out.
I want to see the bees.
Oh, yeah.
They're angry, dude.
Yeah, oh, they're pissed.
No, just show me when my wife comes over. So I can just, honey, look at these bees.
Sometimes he just opens the door. They're anniversary bees. Throws it in. Yeah. Bounces
I
around
just
on the floor.
The door, hurl the bucket in his room and run away.
Yeah.
Like it's a joke that we got going on.
I had to go
here.
To the ER last time.
Yeah.
We've so been you're keeping, not buff. You're just, it's all the being.
He's swollen.
Yeah, he's swollen just from swollen, the bee stings. Yeah, from bee stings.
Because he keeps. Is that what you meant by you said what I did, what I gave him works?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The bees.
The bees.
The bees. Yeah, it's the bees. Yeah.
I mean, Men's Health is doing an article on it because it's increased his testosterone and his bee tolerance is through the roof. He's 10x a normal man's bee tolerance.
Yeah, I can get stung about 1,000 times now before I pass out.
And when we started, it was like 60.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't need Viagra. I just get a bunch of bees just sting.
Just sting on it. Yeah, make it. And it doesn't make it like stronger or longer, but it makes it fat.
Yeah, that's what. Well, after my wife having 5 kids, I need something to fill that in. So
yeah,
I'll take some bees before we leave.
But it also makes it shaped like a potato because it gets fat in the center, and then both sides kind of taper off.
You got to squeeze it to push it in, and then you let go. It's like it's kind of like fiddles. The ear protection. Yeah. You roll it up into like a little ball, and you put it in, and then it expands inside. That's kind of what you do with your paint. You roll it between your hands like Play-Doh,
yeah.
And then mash it in real quick and let go.
Yeah, and it just fills.
Yeah, and it just fills the whole
it's
area.
It's strong,
up.
Too. Like,
yeah.
You can rock climb with it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you could hang on the edge of the bed, and she would be stuck.
So it's kind of like a little butt plug.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just yeah. Hang there. Honey, just walk with me.
Yeah. You can spin around.
Dude, these bees were a great idea.
I don't think so.
Call it Viagra.
We have been Viagra.
Oh yeah,
dude, there we go, like dude.
Yeah. The doctor comes over with just a handful of bees and jerks you off with them.
He's like, stick your dick in this pipe.
Way that this
the
works?
Only way.
He's
like,
yeah,
dude.
They're
sorry.
Stinging you the whole time.
Could I get another appointment though scheduled for like 3 hours from now? And you're like, what? No. He's like, no, I need
it's
it
be
for
too
me.
Fat.
It's for me.
Yeah.
You're like, what do you mean it's for you?
What do you need it to be this fat for? Let's see how fat I can.
How often do you think gynecologists get inappropriate?
Dude, I think they're just over it. Like maybe first year gynecologists like toy with being inappropriate.
Yeah, but when you get over it too, you get kind of like testy and short tempered.
So ugly
like,
vagina.
My wife says they're rough.
This thing is wreck.
Yeah, my wife. She says that they're rough with her. That just they just get in there and they're just like,
yeah, and clamping it open, and just.
They're like, oh man, what's that smell?
Ah, what did you do down here?
Yeah.
Pond water.
Pond water. Smells like stale carpet in here and motor oil.
Yuck.
What is this?
That warm sounds better.
Fish tank. Ah, bitch.
Warm sick bitch.
Sick bitch. At least you got any of that San Antonio puss because it smells like Fred's fish.
Sick
out there.
Bitch.
Ah.
Warm fish tank. You should have given a girl that a nickname in your high
warm
school. That
would,
yeah, she would have not been happy.
I don't think I've ever dealt with
WFT
a stinky vagina in real life. So that's
I have.
How did
I was
go?
At a club one time and there was this girl. I was like, dude, she's fucking hot, right? So we're at this place called the Bonham and there's a stage that you can stand on.
Yeah,
it's like puss height for your face.
Cool.
Like you can get right in there
and just sniff them.
Whoa. She just brought me in. She brought me in, and I've never kicked back so hard in my life. Like, it was bad.
She just mushed your head into her vagina?
Yeah, she just put it in there. Like, her pH was off.
That's charts. Polite to say that she had pond water.
Yeah.
I think pond water probably smells better than what I smelled that day.
Yeah.
What about warm fish tank, though?
No, it's after all
warm
the
fish
infections,
tank. Goldfish,
dude.
Goldfish fish
it's
tank.
It's those back-to-back infections.
Like the goldfish tank at the carnival?
Yeah.
They're dying in there, dude.
Yeah.
they're just breathing poison.
Now when I go, I bring out the pH strips and shit.
Just shove it
in
there.
I need you to sweat on this real quick.
I've dealt with a couple. Like, you got to fake it.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, oh,
you ever
yeah,
just,
well done.
Yeah, so yummy
done. No,
for
it's
me.
Like, oh, man, that was so good. put your clothes back on. Get that smell out of here.
I would have been gagging the.
Or, but honestly, though, it might be something that's like when you apply heat to it, because something I've noticed is like.
If you heat up a dog turd, it gets really stinky. So it's the same.
Why would anybody heat up a dog turd?
It's the same as with a vagina.
Well, I know before you do it and then you don't take a shower and
That does make sense because some like day old sex dick does get stinky.
It smells horrible.
It's bad. Like you'll pull it out to pee and you're like,
I can smell it with my clothes on. I have to shower after every
bad.
Time.
Yeah.
It just gets.
There's been times that
I do a lot of pond swimming, so I've given a lot of girls a lot of infections.
I haven't fucked in like 3 years, so I don't remember what that smells like. Okay. So.
There's been times that we've done it on like a camping trip.
Yeah.
And that's all you're already doing risky stuff. You're already like,
there could be a river.
Yeah. You've been doing that. You've been in the woods shitting all day and swimming in creeks and you're already nasty. You're just eating treat straight out of a can.
Yeah.
And beans and
spam
stuff.
And
gross
and
shit.
Combos.
And then you're like, let's. Now.
Pepperoni combos.
Yes, I love pepperoni combos.
That smells like
pepperoni.
Fucking,
combos
it smells like barf.
A can of ravioli.
Yeah, and then you're doing all that, and then like let's go now. But you're already gross and sweaty, and then like you wake up the next day to pee, and you pull that dick out, dude, and you're like, oh my god,
I don't even want to touch it, dude.
I might touch my face, and then I'm gonna get sick.
I'm gonna get an infection.
Those eyes are swelling shut.
Then you gotta go clean off in that river water.
You just gotta dip your face in a creek. What are you gonna do?
No. It's bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
It's bad.
That's just a mix of both genitals, though, I think. Like, both stinky,
sweaty
genitals.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying. And then you're sweating and you're getting hot.
And then you're laying in a tent sweating all night, just baking it.
Yeah, and then you wake up and it's a strong fish.
There are funguses growing for sure.
Yeah, that's how I about going camping during the winter.
Turn
shit.
Color.
Yeah. Smell as bad?
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. It just, like a mushroom
like a summer
would grow.
Camp.
Oh, what summer camp were you having sex at?
The good one.
I want to go to that summer camp, dude.
I just did my
whole drink in one sip.
Well, it was an old fashioned shot.
I could see that. This wasn't a shot. Shot for who? Shaquille O'Neal?
What?
That's a big drink. Your eyes are watering.
I know. I'm afraid to take
you're crying over there. He's over here crying. Took his big shot.
I told him I was riding dirty over here. So
okay. Is this mine now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, we got these sweet time for pine knives. Cool. Who made them, Dave?
Maximus Knives.
Maximus Knives. This is cool as hell, dude.
Hell yeah, it is. Look at this.
This is a cool knife. I like that.
Dude,
stone
I can't believe
wash.
They sell freaking Kydex with our logo on it. That's wild.
That is wild.
Let me see that.
There you go.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's he's here in Texas.
Yeah.
And he made those for a special.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
I mean, I know nothing about making knives, but it's high carbon steel.
Okay. Did he say what kind? I know a lot about making knives.
Nope.
Hmm. Looks nice.
He didn't say how much carbon steel.
Looks nice.
It's the same carbon steel that Wolverine's bones are made from.
Okay. Who knows? Who knows what kind? Maybe some 1095,
perhaps? If you're too smelly, you can just cut it clean off. With one of these knives.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know what? Grow another one.
Grow another one, dude.
But get a doctor to put another one on.
Because you know what?
This one's used up.
A lot of people don't know this, but if you just rub it a little bit, it grows.
The wiener?
Yeah.
What? Have you tried that on others or just your own?
You can try it on any of them.
I don't think it's impolite to try it on somebody else. Kinda,
yeah.
So you just...
Yeah, you just kind of rub it and it gets bigger.
That's cool. We should all try that later.
Sometimes it gets bigger if you're just trying to clean it.
In the same row, in the same room, or different rooms?
Same room.
Like make a star?
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
That would
spokes.
Be cool.
We'll play wheels. We'll all pretend we're a wheel.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a clamp and
we'll clamp
the front.
We get like 10 or 12, 10 or 12 big dudes.
10 or 12 big dudes.
We'll get them right here.
What were you making fun of me for that for? I don't even get the joke. I was shit-faced.
Yeah, I was drunk as hell too, so I may have just like made parts of it up. But you were talking with your hands a lot, and you were doing like Spider-Man hands, and you were like, "Yeah, we need to get like a bunch of guys over." Like, I don't know what the hell you were talking about, but that's what I heard. And you were just doing this, and I was like, "Yeah, we need to get like 10 or 12 big dudes."
I don't even want to know what idea I had that involved 10 or 12 big dudes.
Just fingering it.
Yeah, because that's what he was like. He was like, "We're gonna get all these dudes," and he was crying in his seat.
You didn't say 10 or 12 big dudes. You said, "You're like, yeah, we'll get like a bunch of guys over," and like you were just talking with your hands a lot. I was like, "Yeah, let's get like 10 or 12 big dudes." I don't remember what the hell you were talking about either. But
oh man, should I answer this?
Oh hell yeah, that's pretty funny.
You're on time for pie.
Oh nice.
So oh, yeah. You're fed right. Do you have a message to our listeners right now? Caleb's telling a story about how I was trying to get 10 to 12 big dudes over at the house.
Yeah, I would change that, and I would say you're probably trying to get 10 to 12 baker's dozen boxes of fucking donuts over to the house. Yeah. By the looks of you, that's what I would say.
Listen, I'm losing weight. I'm slimming. Everybody was complimenting me yesterday at the range. They said, "Dude, you're looking buff."
That's not what they're doing. They're not actually complimenting you when they say that. They're saying you're looking buff, like you're looking big. They mean to say
stay buff.
You're looking big.
Like swollen.
It's beyond rotund now. There's like this sliver of definition between rotund and obesity. You're kind of filling that gap for definition.
No, dude, I'm slimming up. I'm good. I look a little puffy, like I got stung by a bunch of bees, but that's because I've been messing around with a bunch of bees.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Evan, a lot of people were telling me that I was looking big too, though. So, what do you think they meant by that?
No, you are looking big. That's a compliment to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you get a compliment. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. It's a compliment to me.
Because he carries massive amounts of weight.
Yeah.
Like, he's a very strong human being.
Yeah. Do you know how many hot dogs I can carry at once?
Most of them.
I mean, I would imagine if I were to put it in measurement, it would be buckets, not necessarily weight. But, yeah, I could say you could probably carry 3 5-gallon buckets in each hand.
Try and break the hot dog lifting record.
You really should.
Yeah, you should do that.
You should do that.
That's a great idea.
Thank you for that. Let's do that soon.
Yeah. All right. Have fun on time for pie. Give me a call when you get done.
Will do.
Okay, bye. Goodbye.
He was joking.
I'm just looking in this camera. I didn't realize how fat I fucking... I'm a torta too.
You got to explain us these definitions.
I like got fucking okay, so, breasts and shit.
So give us the definitions.
Let's hear some cool. Let's hear some cool Spanish.
San Antonio.
Mean words.
Yeah. Isms.
So torta is essentially just like a really oversized chick who likes to bring snacks wherever she goes.
Okay.
That's a torta.
That's a big definition for that. Yeah. Okay. That's like
you guys have one specific, torta, two-syllable word for an oversized chick that brings snacks everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
That's a language. I'm telling
you, I showed you the video of me at the club. They brought Little Caesars.
That's something else.
They had a table with Little Caesars, bags of chips, everything. Those are the tortas.
At the club.
Like a group of girls brought all these in.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I'm married, but I was willing to give it all up for a slice of Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
mind. Oh, man, I'm really starting to feel that shot.
That sounds like a really convenient friend to
have.
Yeah,
it wasn't a shot.
Actually.
It was a whole drink.
Like, everywhere but an airplane. That sounds like it'd be really convenient to have a torta come along.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, yeah, except a plane, because I wouldn't want to pay for 2 seats.
Fun fact, on Southwest, if you pay for 2 seats, you can get one of them refunded. Basically, they just want you to reserve 2 seats, and they'll accommodate you. But if you're too big, like actually can't sit in just one seat, they'll refund the second seat for you.
Oh, shit.
Like, I looked it up on their website. It's legit.
Dude, Southwest is like one of the best airlines there is.
Yeah. So if you fly like heavy, fly Southwest.
I think Southwest, like, if I were to predict like their business model, it is just keep them flying Southwest. So anytime anybody calls, just say yes.
Yeah. That's good. All right, sorry.
Because I've never called Southwest and you're like, oh, we can't do that. They're always like, oh yeah.
Sure.
They're like, oh, your house is burning down this second and you missed your sound hungover and I have your location on and you're still at the club. but your house burned down and that's why you missed your flight right now. No, yeah, yeah. We got you. We got you on a new one. That's that it's actually 12 hours after if you go to bed right now. So, I mean, you're like, what the fuck?
I'll never know that. I'm too poor to fly.
Not Southwest, dude. Want to get away? Yeah. $99.
Really?
I'll take you to Puerto Rico.
For $99?
I don't know if it'll be $99.
You can just drop me off.
I'm just saying, I'll take you to Puerto Rico.
Book it like 3 years from now. It'd probably be pretty cheap.
Yeah. There are flights all over for $99.
Damn.
You just gotta get on the Southwest email because they'll tell you. They'll be like, hey, no one's flying this weekend. $99, San Francisco. One way, but we drop you off in Detroit on the way back. That's where they get you.
I don't want to be leaving San Francisco or Detroit.
Yeah, and they leave.
Come on. We can go to Detroit.
What are we gonna do there?
Who knows? Get shot?
Yeah.
I could do that on the west side. Definitely like now.
Nah, they like you here.
Not as much. Well, yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
San Antonio, you're San Antonio's treasure.
For right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you and Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Oh, big fan. Real big fan of that guy.
Yeah. I was getting a lot of shit today because a drive-through coffee shop opened on the west side called Bangin' Beans. So it's a bunch of, it's like a beer and all. Do you know what that is?
No.
So it's a drive-through where you pick up beer and it's just chicks half naked.
What?
So this
you can buy beer from half naked chicks?
Yeah.
Why don't we have one of these in Bernie?
We should open one.
You and I should.
Yeah.
Jared, this is a coffee shop. Puss Brews.
Whoa.
I'm surprised it took this long to get to Texas though, because up in Washington State, bikini baristas have been a thing
for at least a decade. Yeah. Somebody said that in the comments. They're like, oh, San Antonio's always late to like all these trends. It's like nothing new. Yeah.
Are you suffering from extremely bland food that just doesn't do it for you? Are you tired of your taste just not being inspiring enough for your life? Are you ready to finally do something about it? You need to get Firecracker Farms Hot Salt and give that spice and flavor to the food that you deserve. You see, me and my pal Caleb are certified taste experts, and both of us give Firecracker Farms Hot Salt 10 stars. Not from dentists, not from doctors, but from certified taste experts. Just go to firecracker.farm and get yourself some hot salt today and wake up that food like it deserves to be woken.
So, yeah, I got a lot of shit for making fun of that today.
I'm trying to dilute that shot I took.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
That's the opposite of what you're doing, I think.
No, I'm trying to dilute the shot that I took earlier.
With how? Beer? With beer?
Yeah.
I thought you were smart.
Oh, dude, okay. I'm feeling more dizzy.
Big mistake.
So a torta. That's
yeah, so.
So that's the.
Do you know OG Taco? Group?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So OG Taco's a gordito. He knows a lot about tortas.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
He's the
torta pro.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he's the torta tamer?
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah.
That I guy. That.
Yeah.
He's driving an army of tortas that always have snacks?
Always.
Yeah. Shit, he's gonna be so swollen.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to go see Ghostbusters. This chick, this torta, pulled out a fucking burrito from her fucking jacket, bro.
What?
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, like she just, like it was at least.
Like a big one, okay.
Yeah, she fucking.
Did she share?
No.
Oh. Bitch. Did you leave?
Well, I had to stay sitting next to her the whole time.
Damn.
Did she come with
I was
with
like,
you?
Hey, put some of those beans in my popcorn. Yeah, yeah.
Just squeeze the burrito over the popcorn.
I think she wanted to try
something.
Dude,
what if we... What if we did like bagged burritos?
That's a thing from middle school.
No. But here's the thing. No burrito shell. So it's just the burrito contents in like a go-gurt.
So take a burrito, like all the contents of burrito, just load it up in a caulking gun?
Yeah. Hey, but the tortilla is the best part.
Hey, dude, you got sour cream in there?
That's fine.
You're fine. Sour cream, black beans, rice, some sort of shredded chicken.
That is the whitest fucking thing.
What? You don't want a fucking burrito?
I want the tortilla.
On the go.
Damn. I want the tortilla.
No tortilla on this one.
It's already on the go. It's ready to go.
It's low carb. It's burrito on the go, dude.
Okay.
You'd have to make it.
It's the bot G.
Before I approve of it.
Burrito on the go. Dude, I'm
Mexican
gonna,
approved.
I'm gonna,
you
I'm
will
gonna,
not approve of
I want you to lay on. I want you to lay flat on your back, and I'm going to feed you four of them.
Jared's the kind of guy that gets the tortillas from HEB, but then microwaves them.
I'm down. Anything, like you said, anything's better than my wife's cooking, so.
You can't say that. She's going to see this show.
She might see it.
Honey, you're watching. What are you going to do? Divorce me? You ain't got nothing left. I'm going to leave you. Oh, who's going to take care of you and your five kids?
Man, I want to get there someday.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Now we're going to celebrate 25 years together next month.
Fucking what are we, round of applause. Yeah, but 25 like, years? You don't look that old.
I'm 38.
And you've been married for 25 years.
I've been with her for like 17. Been with her for 17, but we got married like a little later. But I mean, once you have a kid, you're locked in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Might as well say you're married.
So 25 years. 25. How old were you? 13?
15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, 15 and 25.
Yeah. It's 25 years.
It's 40.
I'm not 40.
Didn't you just say you're 33?
What the fuck? No.
I wish I was 33. I can't do the math.
I'm going to be 39.
Dude, I just took that shot. Like,
yeah, you can't be doing math right now.
Yeah, I'm real confused.
Don't let this guy do math right now.
No, I'm horrible at math.
Unless it's the space shuttle reentry formulas. I can do those like this. I mean, it's second nature, dude. I've done so many of them. Yeah. Ask me.
I'm already filling that shot. I've barely even taken any.
What degree should the space shuttle reenter the atmosphere?
7.
13.
Either one
it
works.
Crashed?
No.
Oh, okay.
It didn't crash, dude. Okay. It's the International Space Station.
I know nothing about science either.
What? International Space Station doesn't re-enter anything.
I know that. But I'm saying it's math based on the International Space Station. So it's not going to crash.
God, I just can't get over how cool this is.
Were you bored just one day and just like memorized all that stuff?
Yeah, I got the app.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's the Space Shuttle Reentry app.
God, I need to find better stuff to do with my time.
I mean, dude, what happens if you find yourself re-entering the atmosphere and both pilots have been shot?
Are you going to be shot into orbit, though, to come back? Like, when is that going to happen?
What if both pilots are like, they got diarrhea? And you're like, dude, I could have had the app. I would have known the answer because it's like the screen is just flashing, like, give me a number.
Any number.
Yeah, it's like, give me the number. And you're like... I have no
idea. He just told you he doesn't get on regular airplanes. What makes you think he's getting on a fucking spaceship?
Dude, watch it. In the next year, he's going to be in space.
I think there was only like one Mexican that got on a spaceship, right? Was that one movie they did about that Mexican astronaut?
Wasn't Machete he one of the space?
Oil drillers? Yeah. Armageddon?
Danny Trejo, call me. Yeah, yeah.
You went to space, motherfucker? I've got to work with Danny.
Yeah, really?
He's How great. Was that? He's awesome. Dude. He's super polite.
Really?
Yeah.
He's very scary looking.
Very laid back, too.
Yeah?
Like, very fun. Like,
Like he would feed me a tortilla-less burrito?
He would, probably. If you're like, hey, squirt this in my mouth. He'd be like,
doesn't he have like a taco truck?
He's got company? A taco. He's got a taco chain.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he have a donut shop, too?
I think he's cool got things. That, too, yeah, as well. Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, Trejo's Tacos.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's cool, too. Good.
Yeah, I bet they're great. Well, you should go try them.
Yeah.
Yeah, once I can, I'll just walk to California. Yeah,
no, we'll send you on Southwest to LAX.
For $99.
Yeah.
I'll save $100 just in case.
And then you make us the video on how Trejo's Tacos are. Yeah.
If he lets me, shoot, I'll go. I'll be your Mexican correspondent for...
I mean, that's going to be your new role.
I love it.
We could use a Mexican correspondent.
We have 100% can, especially since we're a Texas-based show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to tell us about the wall.
I don't know. I just built it.
Oh, you...
We helped build it.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's...
I want to do a show called Race Wars or Race Olympics.
Yeah.
And it's like a Mexican... Well, like the final scene is like a Mexican and then an Afro-Latino. And like the last gauntlet they have to go through is they have to climb a wall, but then they also have to swim. So the Mexican is able to jump the wall and he can swim, but the Afro-Latino can't. He's fucked. He lost immediately.
Yeah. Be fun.
Let's start the Olympics.
We should start that. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Look at your hat. You'd be a great
judge.
Yeah.
You could be.
Yeah. You look like a warden.
I could be.
And representing the black since 2020, the white guy.
So we.
Here I am.
We came up with a script today that I called Texas Dave about that I'm pretty happy with, and I think I might want to pursue, like on a kind of a little bit of an expensive level too. Like not like expensive.
Sure. But like not cheap.
Like Save the Witch or Burn the Witch.
Okay.
Style, like quality. But it's America's meth search. And so it's like American Idol, and all these very successful white people come in and we tell their backstory about how great their lives are, but then they're trying to start getting addicted to meth. So it's like, my name's Tim. I'm from Akron, Ohio. You know, I'm upper middle class. I own my own home. We have a vacation home. We've got three beautiful children, all very healthy, all in private school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been financially stable since I was 26. So I really think that I should get a meth addiction.
Yeah. Start doing meth. Yeah.
And then we're all sitting on the panel and they're like behind a step and repeat and they're like telling us why. Like and they have to answer these questions of like it was part of their project is okay, what is your drug dealer's name that you've selected? And they're like
is there like a level of whiteness they have to be at in effort to be a meth addict? Because I feel like
No, we just want to show like really well put together people, and then they're competing to try and get addicted to meth and ruin their lives.
Oh, okay.
Like so then you know, oh, let's check in. It's been 3 weeks. Let's get the before and after photos. Like, and it shows the dude in a polo, and now he's behind a 7-Eleven, just all fucked up.
I know a guy who works for a place called Crispy Fried Chicken. He looks like a crispy fried chicken. Yeah.
They weren't really reaching on the name.
Was that the place that was behind another place that's really hard to find?
Yeah. Hmm.
I saw that video of yours. I want to go there.
Go. That chicken is fucking amazing. Like, I've had
You already know about this. Crispy Fried Chicken.
Well, yeah. I watched his videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlike you. Yeah. I think you just... How did you even find me to begin with?
Because I watched your videos.
Oh, nice. So you lied to me when you said, hey, I watched all your content. It's great.
No, that's not
I'm
true.
Just kidding.
I watched like, about 18 of them, if I was correct. That's where I started hearing about the tortos, but you have different levels of these.
Yeah, different levels.
Yeah, there's really, really big ones. Then there's, she looks like your friend, but you keep...
Yeah. And she's the one that can like hide shit. Like you can go to the Dollar Tree and she can put a whole gallon of fucking Tide soap for you under her panza.
And that's why I locked the soap up.
What's a panza?
This right here?
Like a gun. Yeah,
I know he's sucking it in, but he's got a panza.
I mean, I can grab it, but
yeah.
I know that you want to hate on me.
Dude, I can't grab
it. No, I'm just jealous because you got less.
Trying to compare us and we're nothing alone.
No, we're not. You got less than me.
It's so flat here. Like all I feel is like abs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got washboard fat.
So it's what?
You got a washboard fat.
Whatever, dude. I'll paint the lines on later.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like I could put the little grate there and spray paint it.
Yeah.
Make it look like we have like a 20 pack. Yeah,
like a 20 pack, dude.
Yeah, no, they. I have a friend, she would just take like gallons of Tide, toilet paper, and all that stuff. She just put it on her stomach and walk out with it.
I saw your edit with our drift buddy where you edited yourself in the back. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You connected with him. We had him out.
Oh, yeah.
Very
nice
kid. Yeah, he came out. It was super.
He did not believe me at all.
I know. He didn't believe it when he was sitting in there. He said it about 100 times.
Yeah.
He's like, I cannot believe we're here right now. Like, and then.
Oh, he came?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it was at night, so he didn't get to drive.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, both him and his girlfriend were. They were like, oh, do you have any of this flavor of your coffee? I was like, actually, yes, we do. Went to the shed and got it for him, and they were so excited. So
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no, I saw that video, and I was like, everybody's just posting, and I wanted to do something fun with it. I was like, oh, I'll just stitch it this way, and sure enough, it blew up a little bit.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
liked it, because obviously, like, it's local. Like, I was watching, and I was like,
there's the 1604 interchange.
Yeah, like, oh, there's the building my wife used to work in. Oh, they're still working on that bridge. That looks like Six Flags area. Oh, fuck, I've driven that like that.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of cool stuff that's, like, happening. Like, the Drifter guy and stuff like that. Like, there's cool little stuff, and I try to, like, put my own little twist on it. Not everybody takes advantage of those little things like that.
But so. You know what I think we need to do is we need to get you, and we need to get Jack, and we need to do Jack's Riverwalk tour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we go do that's the fun. Oyster crawl finally.
Yeah, that's fun.
Dude, I pitched to the boats to. Well, I'm actually friends with this guy named, I think his name is Connor. The Chamber of Commerce, they own the Riverwalk. And I told them if I could go on like a Susia tour type thing, talk about how many dead bodies were in the Riverwalk in like the last few years.
Yeah. All I would this pay stuff, double for your just boat.
Drag them, just drag them out. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I want you to do it so bad. He goes, if I get you, oh, shut up. He won't watch this.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And I'm just going to be on the boat. And
The idea is to get me to drive the boat and give a tour to everybody and just be like,
that'd be fun.
To your left, this homeless guy over here, this is where this one chick jumped in and did this and that. And he's like, if I let you do it, like,
that'd be awesome.
Be discreet, record it with your buddies.
Film the whole thing,
And then he's like,
or you could just have somebody pretend to be a tourist and they could film the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, and then
let's just stalk the boat. Like, all the passengers are just people you know.
Yeah, we could literally just rent out the whole
thing. No, no, no. You want some fake, you want some normal people in there. That way you get some genuine reactions where they're like, what the fuck?
A buddy of mine was like, he's like, you should do like stand up on there, but like do your little jokes for the Riverwalk. And I was like, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. He's like, but it's got to be a full 30-minute tour. I was like, I don't know if I could go for 30 minutes. But.
Oh, yeah, you could.
Well, our buddy Jack lived downtown for about 4 years.
And
all he did every day was walk the entire area.
Does he still walk? There's a guy on TikTok that just walks the Riverwalk every morning live.
No, he just paces around here.
He used to do that, He used to do it live all the time.
Okay.
Like, just walk the Riverwalk, and he would talk about, he knows everything about every... what are those called? History? Monasteries.
Oh, yeah. Missions. He knows all about missions.
All the missions and stuff.
Yeah. And he knows he's got his own oyster crawl mapped out. He's got his own, like anything that you want. He's got this like path to follow to go hit it all. So that's what we need to do. We need to go down there. We bring the camera crew. We go down. Caleb can wear that hat.
Hell yeah. I'll bring my non-hairy hat.
Yeah.
I'll dress in all red.
Okay.
Like a tracksuit?
Why? Why are you dressed in all red?
Dude, come on, man. Angers What's people. Up? Man. hey, dude, don't flash that
whoa,
shit.
Whoa, whoa,
take it easy.
What? Come on,
Holy
man.
Shit, man.
Yeah, dude.
You gotta be careful easy, throwing dude. Those around deaf people. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They're gonna be like, what the
get
fuck?
A shot.
I'm not trying.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, you know, let people know. You
do,
know?
Do you get to hang around San Antonio a lot, or do you just...
No, we don't leave.
You don't leave?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't leave.
At all?
Not really.
Wow. Well, if I had everything I wanted in like my space, I wouldn't want to.
Did you see how green the grass is?
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
the grass is really green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was letting them know. I was like, we have new grass.
And I used to have my own porta potty.
Really?
Yeah. They picked it up the other day.
It's so stupid.
I no longer.
I used to just jerk off in it every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why the door was creaking.
That was the stink. And you would hear me moaning at like 4 a.m.
It would smell like bleach all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'd been drinking a lot of bleach. Yeah.
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 I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish I had another one of those shots.
There you go.
You don't want it?
No. I'm a lightweight, and I literally just started drinking again, so.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Well, go ahead and throw it back. I like your shot. Look at his eyes, dude.
Nothing behind him.
It was good.
It was good. It's good, but man, I'm going to walk out of here. That wind's going to hit me, and I'm just going to be like, I can't leave.
I lost my cherry. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I see it. It's right there.
It's right there, dude.
It's got some black cherry.
Yeah, it's still good. It's not been long enough. You probably should have looked at it first.
I don't do that, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
You should have done that.
After 2013, I stopped.
You stopped looking at the food that you picked up off the ground to eat?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
COVID never had a chance.
Yeah. I just kind of like swallow the hair.
Yeah.
That sounds...
Okay. Okay.
What?
That sounds hot.
Yeah. Just swallow the hair, dude.
What did I walk into?
You knew.
I knew. I was a little confused because I saw a couple of videos about you coming out or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was scrolling through your stuff and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. So that confused you?
I kind of already knew.
I think I need to rebrand. I thought everybody knew it was a joke.
Yeah.
No, I know it's a joke.
Listen, that's almost equivalent to a terroristic attack, is when all your friends collude at once and just all get on the internet and claim that you're gay.
That's I have the same problem.
You do?
Yeah. My wife will tell everybody. Well, she made everybody believe, everybody in her family, my side of the family, and my friends, she told them all I had one testicle. And for a long time, they believed that.
That's not nice.
Yeah. Damn. And then everybody just thinks I'm gay, I guess, because I'm a little bit flamboyant sometimes.
Sure, sure.
No, that's part of the character.
I've got, like, a soft voice, so I've had dudes after me for years. So,
It's because
don't ever go to the gay clubs in San Antonio.
They fantasize about you... speaking your soft voice to their dick.
To their dick, you think?
Yeah, like using it like a microphone.
They don't even want me to suck it or anything. They just want me to talk to their dick.
Whisper
into
the whisper into the pee hole.
Into the hole.
I like pull the hole open and
they want to feel the vibration of your soft voice in there.
La, 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 la. Just like a little hum a little tune into it.
Yeah, a little hum.
You can inflate their balls.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Why would you do this?
I think that would hurt.
I don't think you should do any of that.
Yeah. No, don't do any of that.
No, I don't want to do any of that.
No,
I had kidney stones. I had to pull the stent out myself.
Oh, wow.
Why did they make you do that? Or did you just choose to do that?
No, so I had it in me for a while, like literally in me, and I was trying to get it out. And I guess they got tired of me like telling them to pull it out. They're like, all right, we're going to put you under again. We're going to stick the stent in you. So for 4 weeks, I had fishing wire wrapped around my dick with tape. And then once it was ready to come out, I had to pull the thing out by the string. So the stent alone is 12 inches.
Yeah.
And then you still have about 6.5 inches of fishing wire you got to pull out. So that thing's cutting the inside of your dick, and then you got to pull that whole 12 inches of stent.
Why did they make you do this?
Because they said that it was possible for me to do it on my own. I'd have to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. It was horrible.
I had that bad kidney stones.
Yeah, I had 6 kidney stones, and one of them was 12.5 millimeters.
Yeah, that's not passing anything.
Yeah, my largest one was 3.
Yeah, no.
It's still the most pain ever. In the world.
I felt like I was getting kicked in the back by an ostrich or something. Like
you can't walk. Yeah, your legs give out.
I literally was walking. I just remember the pain shot and I just went down.
Yeah, I was laying on the ground.
They had me on tramadol like for weeks. I would just go in and just get pumped full of drugs. I'd sit there for like hours.
That's so scary. Weeks?
I didn't know what fucking kidney stones.
It took 3 months for my kidney stones to pass.
Fuck. I never want them again. I don't know. I'm going to drink acid.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, I'm never going to get them again. But there I am with my fucking Red Bulls and Black Rifle coffee, and I'm just like,
is it Red Bulls? What gives you?
Yeah, they can test them. So mine came back for caffeine. So it's all the caffeine, the Red Bulls, that I'm drinking.
Oh, no.
Shit, I don't. And drink you can that smell
them
caffeine, too. Dude.
They smell like coffee.
You can chew them up.
Mine, don't I have a that. Photo of it. The one that I did pass, the first one, it just was jagged.
Oh yeah.
It looks like a spike, dude. Yeah, there's like
all
pink.
If you look at them close enough, they're all jagged as hell. So scary.
It's not
that fun. One. I felt it when it came out. That cut right through me.
I had just gotten to dinner at Peggy's on Green, and I ordered the trout, and I was excited.
You wouldn't eat at a place called Peggy's.
Peggy's on Green.
I know that sounds. Where is that even Peggy's. At?
First off, you know where Peggy's is.
Yeah, it's
so
a good place.
It.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
Good place to get pegged.
It's a good place.
Yeah. Second place off, to get pegged. Neither one of you have been there. It's the only place to get.
Is it like? It sounds like the equivalent of like Maria's.
It's the only Mexican place you restaurant. Get a real a steak in Bernie.
Yeah, they have like real meals. Get a steak. It's cool.
Where
is
there a good place to eat in Bernie?
I like Richter really well.
Richter's okay.
Well, I don't know, man. Like every now and then they have like new stuff that's just like really good.
I want a good steak, man. Yeah. Like a really good fucking
Peggy's.
Steak.
That's Peggy's.
Yeah. Not in Bernie, but downtown Bohannon's is.
I went to Bohannon's. Dude, they comped me twice. I had an $800 meal for free, and I'm waiting
what?
For them. Yeah.
How do you get a fucking $800 meal for free, dude?
For being fucking funny as fuck.
Dude, I've never gotten shit.
Yeah, they hit me up, and they're like, hey, we want you to come and do a food review. We just want you to just like trash the shit out of us.
That's
they're
cool.
Like, be as Mexican as possible when you walk in there.
That's a good move on them. Yeah. Because they know that every Mexican in San Antonio watches your shit. Then we're like, we got to go there.
Their sales went up like, I think like 15%.
That's awesome.
Like, they're like, we had people in here who couldn't even afford the fucking steak. They just came and that's all they had.
They came and they stole it.
Yeah.
Can you reach out and ask them if we can all go as a family?
Yeah.
Like this group?
Dude, I eat for free just about fucking anywhere in San Antonio.
We would like to join you on these adventures.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll call Bohannon.
He's agreeing like, no. Don't come with.
Are you tired of not having enough tactical accessories? Yeah. I mean, we have all these guns, but what are we going to do with them?
I wish that we had some kind of monthly box that would send us an assortment of cool parts for all of our tactical gear.
There is one, and that's TacPack.
Whoa.
TacPack is a monthly subscription that sends you gun stuff and knife stuff and I think just man stuff. I mean, these are just examples of things you get in a monthly box. Ooh, AR-15.
They even sit it in my size.
And it's your size.
Yes.
Wow. A SOG knife with a nice holder? Ooh.
A bronze gold carrier group?
Wow. Imagine just getting a box where someone sends you an AR rail.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Cool stickers?
And patches. Whoa.
That's basically you.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you, dude.
TacPack knows me. And we have a code for TacPack. P-I-E. That's right. Pi. Does not get you a discount, but
it does get you a free box with your first order.
You get a spare whole box.
Valued at $60 at least.
So head on over to TacPack.com. Use the code PI. Get your $60 valued free box. And get yourself a monthly subscription for men.
For really cool men.
or really cool women that also like tactical accessories. We're not discluding them at all. We know you're out there.
No, we definitely we'll run need that to add this to our repertoire.
I had candied bacon. I had candied jalapenos. Oh, yeah. I had mac and cheese and mashed potatoes still served to me on a gold bowl. Damn. I fucking had fucking shrimp the size of my fucking fist. It was just, I was in heaven.
That sounds great.
It's a and I had like place. An alcoholic coffee at the end. I forget what it's called.
Damn, dude, they got
like
lobsters
an espresso
too.
Martini or it was like in a like a glass, like a wine.
They
glass.
They got lobsters.
Oh yeah,
and they like set it on fire and stuff.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
it was I like some coffee liquor.
Do they
shit.
Got lobsters?
Yes, the salmon is amazing. I love salmon. People think as me being brown that my favorite my favorite food is tacos. I'm like, yeah. I like a good fish. I like
dude,
good salmon.
Some of my I would say my favorite type of restaurant to eat at is Mexican seafood.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like Jalisco's type.
Like legit. Like we had a place for like 4 months up here. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you what it's called because I don't remember. Yeah. The orange,
there's one.
The orange umbrella place.
Oh,
remember on
oh,
River?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was great, but they had yeah.
Something
they,
with a B, wasn't it?
I don't remember. Dude,
Bucaneros.
They had lobster enchiladas, phenomenal.
Lobster enchiladas. Oh fuck, I need to find that.
Yeah, dude, they were so good. And then they had like a shrimp and pepper chili plate that was just, I would eat that every day.
Fuck.
Just bell peppers, onions, red chili sauce,
that
and shrimp.
Amazing.
I'm like, give me 3 Pacificos in this and I will live forever.
Dude, I need to take you to J. Anthony's in San Antonio. Then I think that, well, no. They don't serve lobster there.
We don't need to always have lobster.
But I love lobster. I love seafood.
I think we need to invent the lobster. And
the
we get
mix
a filet mignon that's wrapped in 2 lobster tails real tight.
Yeah.
With
you don't
bacon.
Think you don't think it'd be easier to just like slice a really thick steak and jam a tail inside of it?
Oh man.
I'm trying to think. We need a war game this.
Yeah, yeah. You could get like a tomahawk.
Yeah, like a double tomahawk, like 2 bones.
Slice it in the
dude,
middle.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then just jam it full of lobster.
So oh, it's a tomahawk sandwich
and
full
of some
lobster.
Sort of like
yeah.
butter based.
Oh, yeah, like a cheesy butter base inside.
And we call it the lobster.
Yeah.
Dude, we need to make this video.
Fuck.
This is for your channel.
We should just make that to
Well, we should make it, but this is definitely, yeah.
I'm going to go home and tell my wife how poor we are again.
You're our judge.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll eat.
That sounds like a good time.
Well, you're becoming a regular now. You were here 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So now
you. Oh, I thought you were joking about that. I was gonna say something about it online, and then I was like, "Wait a second, you might be joking with me."
No, I'm not joking.
I think just to touch back on that meat sandwich we're talking about, I think that would cook really well, as well. If we get a thick enough one,
yeah.
I think the lobster would cook. You know, right around the time that the steak was almost done to be medium rare. And it's going
to... Are you going to be able to pull it off to be medium rare and stuff it?
I think so.
I think we do.
Yeah,
try
I think
this.
You could, yeah.
We if need
it's
to go to
thick
Joe,
enough,
dude.
If it's a thick enough tomahawk... And
we should go to Joe tomorrow.
Jam it full, like perfectly in the middle. I think it could work. That'd be amazing.
They've got frozen tails there, too.
Yeah.
So we need... I'll talk.
Well, we have to go get frozen. H-E-B has, like, fresh.
I know.
Yeah.
Y'all have, like, the best, like, fresh seafood.
Okay, right but there. I'm just saying, down at Bergheim...
Yeah.
Joe's got the tomahawks.
Okay, so get a big old hawk there.
2, right?
Yeah.
You
sure.
need 2?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I can't.
I mean, we could make 2 different recipes of lobster inside.
I don't really know. How are you slicing the tomahawk in the center?
Yeah,
like stuffing it
and
with tail?
Jamming tails in there.
Yeah, so like 2 tomahawks, so 2 bones.
Yeah.
And you slice in between the bones like you were going to separate them, but instead you shove a lobster in there.
2 lobsters.
Lobster hawks.
Yeah.
How far are we cooking the lobster?
Lobster hawks, dude.
Like,
at least until it's dead.
Till doneness and then stuff it right when it's over?
No, let's call it hawk lobster because then it's like rock lobster.
Yeah, then you can sing the song.
Oh, yeah. Then we could just
hawk
yeah,
lobster.
Yeah. I like that, yeah.
And then we can make a reel and we can remix the song. Dude, we got this. Hawk lobster.
That is really tasty, too.
Dude, this sounds amazing.
That
with the butter, like the garlic butter.
Just filled to the fucking brain.
Oh, God, dude.
It.
It's
yeah,
just
like,
fucking
it's just,
ridiculous.
Like,
dude.
We're jamming that shit in there. Yeah.
And some
I mean,
homemade
we're
Butter Bay
that,
biscuits.
That fucking, like, 38,000-pound heat press.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, into that thing. Like,
can we just, like, rip it in half, like, fill it with the butter in the center and just fucking rip it in half?
That's what we want. Yeah, and it's just a gooey mess.
Yeah, hot cloths.
Yeah. I like this idea a lot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That shot just hit me.
Yeah, I bet.
I need another one.
Probably not.
I think I need...
Probably not until we have...
The hunger hit me.
Should we start the order now?
You think we should start it just like...
You're the Taco Bell order extraordinaire.
Y'all have a Taco Bell in the area?
What? They deliver.
What?
Bro, you're in Hill Country now.
Oh, I gotta get used to this. My wife's over here. Right. I'll make us Taco Bell with them canned beans and mission
white
tortillas.
White people taco night.
It's really white people taco night.
Oh, what yeah, you need a good video of that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, but also, what's this burger joint that's close by called Bun Slut?
What?
What?
Oh, what?
I'm in already.
No. My bad. It still got me in Houston. I was like,
I want a
what?
Bun Slut.
I got excited.
Yeah, dude.
Thank God you checked that. Otherwise, yeah, you would have ordered like, fucking Taco Bell to
the
Houston.
The gays would have loved that.
That would have been some bullshit.
I would have loved Bun Sluts. What's with this? Is that a spicy chicken sandwich?
It's a chicken sandwich from 7-Eleven. Do you want to touch it?
Can I smell it?
Sure.
I want to smell it.
Yeah,
we have not opened
it.
The...
You should smell it.
Man, that thing needs to be clean, dude. It's been off-gassing.
Yeah.
A lot.
Does it
smells like new. Like
nothing?
It is 45 weeks old.
Wait, hold on. What's on the top there? Or am I seeing shit?
Is it You're changing colors? Shit.
Yeah, it is changing. It is changing colors, dude.
About time.
No, it's not. I'm seeing shit. It looks gray. Oh,
I think it's just the lighting.
It's just a reflection. Yeah.
It's the reflection. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so shiny.
What do you guys want from Taco Bell?
Well,
I want a steak quesadilla.
Okay. I'm gonna get a couple. Cheesy Gordita Crunches to start.
y'all are going to get massive chorro, man.
We need a definition to that.
What's that?
Yeah, like really bad diarrhea?
No.
Okay. Oh,
it's just called chorro?
Chorro.
Chorro?
Chorro means a lot of
diarrhea. Okay.
So you're going to have a lot of shit.
So does it just mean a lot or does it mean a lot of shit?
Well, in Spanish, it's a lot of shit.
Okay, so it's you guys condense...
Yeah, everything. We have to be on key, man. We got to explain ourselves really quick.
Well, that's the thing.
We never can get a word in.
If you think of the English language, a lot of shit, that's four words. You have one word for that.
That's what makes us the best.
And that's why they could build houses in like 2 months.
I know, dude, the house that's down the street from me, literally 3 days ago, it was just lumber. And now it's got like walls and shit.
Well, how many steak quesadillas do you think I should do?
At least three, because those are a fan favorite.
Yeah,
I'll do six.
That's good. That's good. What is this? Spicy chicken burrito?
Yeah.
That's always a good
what
one, too.
What the fuck? Okay. I haven't been to a Taco Bell in a long time, so you're...
And you're the burrito taco expert.
I don't go to Taco Bell.
That's a stretch, calling Taco Bell...
That's not Mexican
food.
Oh, they have that grilled cheese burrito too, dude.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah,
that's
good. I'm gonna get a handful of those.
What's a handful?
Six.
It's a chorro. Well, there you go. You can say you're gonna have a handful of shit.
Six handful. Shits.
That's gonna be the white version.
Yeah.
Churro.
I voy a agarrar un handful.
Churro.
Churro.
Should I get it with? Wait. Should
churro?
I get
churro?
Beef or should churro. I get the steak in those?
Steak.
Always steak.
Dude, steak. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. ¿Qué día es hoy?
Okay.
What time is it? Is that what I said?
No, you said what day is it?
Oh, what day is it?
¿Qué es el tiempo?
Is that what time is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or you can say, hey, tiempo.
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 Fuck, dude.
There you go.
I'm taking you to Puerto Rico.
Let's go.
Do they speak Puerto Rican there?
I don't know. I've gotten in so much trouble assuming.
I like to assume.
What do they speak in Belize?
Belizean.
Belizean, yeah.
I thought it was Belizean.
Just don't take me to the Dominican Republic. Those fuckers talk really fast.
Listen,
I don't understand.
We're not going
word.
Anywhere near there. They're eating people in that
oh,
area
shit.
Of the world right now. You know what's going on
to
in
try
Haiti?
That.
They're like barbecuing people.
I want to try that.
Oh, Belize just speaks English. That's no fun.
That's it?
I think everywhere
I mean,
speaks English
major,
pretty well.
What's the second language? Belizeanese?
Yeah.
Belizeanese?
Bolognese? Yeah.
Bolognese.
Yeah, they speak
sounds
the
like
sauce.
Sounds like mayonnaise.
Dude, Bolognese is fucking great, though.
Yeah?
Have you ever been in Italy?
Hmm. I've only been out of Texas maybe twice.
Out of the state.
Out of the state. No, I'm lying. I went out of the country one time. We smuggled a kid in from Mexico back into the United States.
But you went to Mexico.
Kind of like Laredo-ish.
That's not.
Yeah,
that's the first time I had taco palenque.
That's like going barely into Canada and saying you're an international And then you were in
I just Florida. Got just a tip.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in Florida.
Then I was in Florida.
So you understand Florida. What's the other state?
Everything else I had to drive through to get to Florida.
So Louisiana and Mississippi.
Louisiana. I will never fucking stop in Mississippi ever in my life.
That's a solid life choice.
That never. There was always a point in time where for some reason, for like the last 3 years before we moved to Florida, every time we had to stop for gas in Mississippi, it felt like a movie. It was one black guy at the register, and then you had a bunch of rednecks sitting outside in a truck. You see two beaners get off. My wife and her sister are white, so they get a pass,
they're
right?
They're camouflage, dude.
Dude, we go in, and they're, like, following us.
And she's German, too, so yeah. She's white.
Yeah, and so we're walking around, and we're just trying to get coffee, and the guy at the register literally said, y'all guys got to get out of here really fast. And so we left, and we couldn't even pump gas, do nothing, like, they say anything to my wife and my sister-in-law, and we just never look back.
You gotta watch out for Miss.
Miss okay. Crazy.
So I got 6 Doritos cheesy gordita crunch, 6 regular cheesy gordita crunch, 6 steak quesadillas, 6 grilled cheese burritos, 6 cheesy double beef burritos, some spicy ranches, and some nacho cheeses.
I'm just gonna bring my grandmother
and enough Baja Blast to fill the pool.
I didn't get the Baja Blast this time. It ended up mostly just being me drinking Baja Blast last time.
You drank a lot of Baja Blast.
Yeah, I drank 2 full Baja Blasts.
Yeah,
I was
that were
Ill.
Full of liquor.
Yeah, I was ill, and then I added liquor to them.
It was a wild night.
Yeah.
Well, dude, this is our Taco Bell celebration, celebrating the fact that we've added Joe to the crew,
and we're gonna have a bunch of tacos.
Can you send that to me so everybody will believe me?
Oh, yeah, you get a copy of this.
Joe's now part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
celebrating
with Taco Bell.
With Taco Bell. Makes sense.
So you better tell San Antonio that, like, the celebration.
Yo, guess what? We, like, had fucking Taco Bell.
Look at this. They delivered it.
I feel like we need to do a video.
I want
where
to represent
like,
my people by this, getting this fucking sponsorship with Taco Bell. Fucking eat your rehydrated beans, because that's all it is.
Yeah,
rehydrated
or like hydrated. Like it's dry crispies. It's beans.
Yeah,
dude. You just throw it in a pot.
All beans.
Your favorite.
That needs to be his fucking shirt, dude.
Oops, all beans.
Oops.
That would be a good shirt.
It would for him, dude. That would
be a good shirt.
I'll make it tomorrow. I've been walking around with that shit proudly.
Yeah, I like that.
I was supposed to get a tattoo this morning.
Of?
I'm just filling things in.
Oh, okay. Just putting some stuff.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to get my hustler right there.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, just the head, though, because I have the head with the bandana and the headset and shit with the skull.
Yeah.
And that giant sombrero.
Is that a him tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Does it hurt getting tattoos?
Right now?
No, does it hurt getting tattoos? I don't have a single tattoo on my body.
It's, like, inconvenient.
Yeah?
It's just annoying.
Yeah,
it's
like you're just burn. Like, ooh.
Like, I can't. Like ooh. Is that a tat?
Yeah.
Like, that had to hurt. Right
on your hand. Pull your hat off.
Oh. You got the Spurs tattoo on the back of your head?
Oh, I think it's on this side, right?
No, it's on the other side.
This is it. Yeah. That is the equivalent of having the Spurs logo on the back of your
what,
head.
What, having a sword?
Yeah.
He'll sword the fuck out of you. Have you seen him?
A Spurs logo?
If you see anybody like in San Antonio with the Spurs logo on the side of their head, they just got out of prison, mostly.
Is that a rule of thumb?
No, it's a fact.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
Okay.
Are you sure you're not making this up?
No.
You're not sure?
I'm not making it up.
Okay.
I'm from the hood. Trust me, I know.
Okay. I'm glad.
Is that just like
I learned the hard way.
Why?
I have no idea. It's you can't even like half the time you're not even really allowed to wear like Spurs anything like on the West Side for the most part.
Okay.
It's like all gang related. I don't know.
They hate that team?
No, it's just gang related stuff. It's kind of like
Spurs.
Like LA Kings type shit.
That sounds lame as hell.
What gangs are here?
I can't tell you.
Do the Bloods and the Crips even exist anymore?
That's not here.
I was going to say
it's like the Kings and something else. And trust me, all the old heads, MS-13 kind of stuff.
Okay.
Mexican mafia.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay.
They like they have the Spurs logo as their, well, not the logo, just the Spur.
Hey, we're allies here.
You've been to some Spurs games.
We're allies to everybody.
I have never been to a Spurs game ever in my life.
Yeah. I have not either.
I don't know anybody that has.
I went to my first wrestling live event, which was cool.
Like the big one?
Yeah. Well, I went to Raw.
We were at that, right?
SummerSlam or whatever it was.
You went to pay per view shit. Okay. Yeah. I don't have that kind of.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I
didn't have pay per view money.
Yeah. They invited us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got invited to Raw too.
Okay.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was a good time. It was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. We
used to watch it.
We've been
up,
clipped on it a million all times. Over the place because we were right behind the Undertaker's wife and we had no idea. And she got up and jumped into the ring. So you see me and Caleb like, this we're is like, so much fun.
The closest I've gotten to these wrestlers is when I used to work, because Luby's was my first job. I used to work out there by, I think it's Days of Allah. And I remember the Undertaker coming in. I was serving fish to Stone Cold. And then I just heard he wanted the same thing. And I look up and I was just like, I literally dropped the fish serving him. I was like, I got to meet Lita, Jim Ross, Vince McMahon. It was the coolest thing ever.
Dude.
Yeah. At 17, that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's killer.
Yeah.
That's
it was really awesome. It was cool. Time. But after that, I never met anybody else again.
Goldberg lives
I
here.
Talk about it real quick. What's that girl's name? Rhea. Right? Rhea.
Oh, Rhea Ripley? Mommy?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I want her to pin seen me. Those fucking clips going around of that last match? Holy shit. I don't know the other girl's name, but she does like a move where she smashes her ass into their face.
Yeah. She wants her to like.
Yeah, yeah. She had Rhea up against the rope and she was like about to jam her ass into her face as like a finisher or some shit. Mm-hmm. But she like just kicked her in the ass whenever she came to do it and then fell to the ground. Then she goes to do it to her and then she like yanks her like suit like way up into her ass. So it's just like the fattest fucking cheeks bouncing around. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like losing their minds. And then she like runs backwards and slams her ass into that girl's face. And she's just like wiping her ass all over this girl's face. And then apparently some other lesbian wrestler like jumps into the ring and is like, me next, do me. And and then she like lays and she's like, I'll even cover my eyes. And she like, and then the other girl, the bitch who was trying to do it to begin with, gets up and does it to her. And then she's like, no, this is awful. And it was a funny show, but
yeah,
dude, there's clips of her yanking her fucking suit up into her ass, like all over the internet.
The
it
way
was
she
awesome.
Pins, the way she pins. Like she power bombs you or does her little thing and she just
does a little sexy pose. Oh, dude, she's a smoke show.
Yeah.
It's all, and she like is always posting workout shit and she like, cause she's always decked out in makeup on when she's wrestling and stuff. Like obviously she looks hot there, but when she has no makeup on, she's so smoking too. It's
she looks hotter now than she did before.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
She was like blonde, petite.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do to make her all thick and shit.
They gave her milk, dude. They made her drink a bunch of milk.
Whole milk.
Yeah.
Drink the milk,
drink
bitch.
The milk, bitch. Shit.
Make that
I'll
ass
drink the milk
fat. It was awesome.
You need to see Rhea. Like,
I have no idea.
She
what
was
you
there.
Talk about.
She was there at the because I was like, oh, because we were like checking.
Only
out.
Female wrestler I know is Alexis.
She looked goth. She was like goth as hell.
You know her, the little tiny one with the pink hair.
Yeah.
Oh, she was there, dude. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, she's thick as shit. I didn't know she was built like this.
As well. CM Punk's
the goth
wife is pretty
girl?
Hot.
Yeah.
I think I know her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's gothic. Well,
she's gothic now, but she wasn't before. She's from Australia, I think.
Mm,
yeah.
So good.
CM Punk's wife is hot. AJ Lee.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I miss her being on TV. She used to just, she would fall and she would sell and then she'd like get up and like
just
arch her back and shit like some cat and just.
It's too much.
I was like, kids, get out of the room.
I'm going to get out of
you don't have a single room to yourself.
I don't have a single room to myself. Even when we lived
is
in our
is anybody sleeping
room.
In your and your wife's room?
My daughter.
See?
My 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't have any space whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go to the living room and my wife's like, where are you going? I was like, where else could I possibly go? Can't go out. I don't have enough gas to get away. I got to save it for to get the kids to school in the morning. She'll get mad if I'm not like laying in bed with her. I'm like, what does it matter? We have a kid in between us. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah.
And if we do, it's a quickie in the bathroom. She's like, eat me. And then it's done. And then I get nothing and I'm out.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a really good relationship.
It's marriage.
Yeah. Hey, 25 years, dude.
25 years of love.
After a while, you know.
Then she's like, you're cheating on me. With who?
With who? They came
Pamela
in the
Henderson,
house.
That's it. She's like, you better not be watching porn. I'm like, it's all I got.
literally the only thing I have. Please stop.
I'm looking at these real.
Please don't cut the last string.
Yeah, looking at these real Ripley lookalikes.
Yeah, I'm just. Looking
I died
at
when they took down Pornhub for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my all of my history's gone.
I have to sign.
I had some
this
good
shit.
Ones,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, just bookmarked.
Wait, history? You can bookmark this shit?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
You find your favorite ones, man. You always go back and revisit. Or you're more of like you like to go on an adventure.
Yeah. It's kind of like every time.
Yeah.
Like every time it pops into my head, it's like. It's like the opening of Reading Rainbow. I'll be like, oh my God, there is an entire internet full of everything ever.
Yeah.
Let me tell
and
you.
And I'm like, and then the song starts.
Yeah, we're talking about
it's
midgets.
It's the pouring rainbow.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about midgets.
Yeah.
My friend Peter, and I would call him right now, but he's at work, and I can validate this through him. My friend Peter has a girlfriend. She's a midget.
Okay.
But she's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a
she
lot.
She has the little bag too to pee in or whatever.
Jesus okay. Christ, oh, dude. Talk about what else? Does she wear a helmet? Yeah.
Okay, he had a threesome with another midget in a wheelchair.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, so he. No. What did he do? Just come on him?
I don't know. This guy's ugly as fuck. I don't know how he did it, but he was like, well, me standing up and the chair is at the right height so I can get a blowjob. Like, he just banged both of them.
In the mouth?
In the mouth and wherever else. And
I was just saying, we were watching Fight Club today and like how shitty his house is in that, and he's still. Gets a girl to like be obsessed with him in this like fucking squatting.
Yeah, it's like those
rotting mansion. I'm like, how the guys, fuck this
is? That's real life.
That is real life.
One of my friends growing up like had a trailer that was just so trashy and gross, but he had like a monster dick, and every girl was like
and
wanted
I've had
to find
girls
out.
Like you accidentally walk into the cat bathroom and be like, "There's too many." Litter boxes.
Yeah,
like, there's one,
yuck,
dude. What? Like, that's a cat bathroom. Leave it alone.
You have too many $6,000 cats in your mansion. I'm out of here. like, what a dumb bitch.
That's San Antonio, man.
What's the gate code?
I want to leave. How do I get out of this gated property that you own? Okay,
I'm looking, watching Fight Club. Like this guy's got a girl obsessed with her.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, let me take you to the west side. It's like
water.
That all day.
What?
I'll take you to the west side. It's like that all day. I'll ask girls. I'm like, why are you with this guy? He's like pimping you out, making you ask for change and shit. He promised me he's gonna get me a house, or we go to his mom and we sleep there. Or some bullshit. They come up with some weird excuses. But there was this one girl. She was just out like in the sun baking, and she comes up to me. She's like, "Oh my God, I'm hungry. I'm pregnant. I'm going to have, like, can I get some money?" I was like, "Where's your boyfriend at? I just saw him. Like, have him ask me. I'll give you the money." She's like, "No, he'll beat me. And then I won't get to stay at his mom's house tonight." I just gave her $5. I didn't want her.
Okay.
I'm like, "All right. Why do you stay with him?" Because I love him. That's what it is.
They're in love, huh?
They're in love.
Yeah.
Maybe he does have a big dick. I have no idea, but.
Shit.
Dude, it's crazy.
It's wild, dude.
You see some wild shit on my side of town. Yeah. Well, not anymore. I don't live on that side. But
I got to stop dipping into Cordillera Ranch. Fuck these Bernie people.
Somebody told me there was a ghetto in Bernie. I'm trying to find it.
No, there's not.
There's not.
No, there's like one street that's like a few houses that are. Oh, look at you.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, dude.
There's
at the end of the show.
Oh, come
you
on.
Have,
yeah.
At the very end.
And
you
wanted one
this.
More?
I needed another.
Oh, God. He was angry about
now
it.
Now we got to throw away the whole rug.
Yeah, no way.
Look what you've done.
Oh, man. Fucking
it
blew
exploded.
Up.
It exploded.
I kind of thought maybe it was just I thought it was still intact.
No.
That's not the noise that an intact cup makes.
Yeah,
you're over there in sandals. It just starts shattering.
Are you a fucking
everything.
Cat? Stop pushing that thing.
Stop. Don't do it. Don't do it.
We're gonna call you Tabby Taylor for the rest
oh
of your life
God.
If you push that off.
Oh my God, it's got juice in it.
It's got juice.
You just knock your teeth out.
Thanks, I got your DNA all over.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Fucking Tabby Cat Taylor.
You taste pretty good.
Let's go make some mountain dogs. Huh?
Let's do it. Joe, welcome to the team.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Mountain dog time.
Mountain dog.